Erevin Perek Yud Mishnah Vov. We continue the halachos of standing in one rishus and performing a malacha that's going to take place in another rishus. Also, benegeh, like we had the previous Mishnah, transportation of liquids of liquids in and out of the body. Lo yamid odem b'shus hayochid v'yishta b'shus harabim. Person's in his house and there's a stream of water, either it's rainwater, or there's a pipe, or there's a water fountain right outside his window. So he's standing b'shus hayochid. He sticks his head out to catch a drink. B'shus harabim, the Mishnah says, he's also. B'shus harabim, v'yishta b'shus hayochid. It's also he's not allowed to do. Elim kein, hichnis roishoy v'ruboy l'mokoyim shehu shoysa. He has to stick roishoy v'ruboy. It can't be that he's standing and he just sticks his head. He cranes his neck out and he catches the water. He has to stick out roshoy v'ruboy. His feet could be standing on shus yochid, but he's b'shus harabim. So now let's break down this halacha a little bit. He's standing, let's say, b'shus yochid. He sticks his head out. The akira of the water certainly has nothing to do with him. The water is pouring down. He's making, sachal, he's facilitating the hanocho. You could even say he's doing the hanocho. He's certainly not doing anything that's awesome deraisa. The reason why it's awesome is only because of gzeira, that if you allow somebody to drink outside his window, so he'll stick a cup out. He'll catch from the water fountain. That's clearly an akira b'shus harabim. He brings it in to the house, and now he's stationary. It's clearly a hanocho b'shus hayocha. That's a malocha deraisa. They asked even without a cup. Now, the question is, what the Rishonim grapple with, is that l'cha'ira, his mouth is stationary in the Rishus HaRabim. So as soon as the water goes to his mouth, we said in the Mishnah before that a peh is a mokoyim choshuv, and it's considered if somebody spits into the Rishus HaRabim from Rishus HaYachid, he's considered that he's being oiker, the spit that comes out of his mouth from a mokoyim choshuv. His peh, his goof, is a mokoyim choshuv. So l'cha'ira, he's catching the water in his mouth. His mouth is in Rishus HaRabim. Now we have an akira from his mouth down and it lands in his stomach, which is also a Malkum Choshev. We have an akira in Rishus HaRabim. We have a Hanochim Rishus HaYachim. L'chayr should be Malachat Deraisa. Shouldn't only be also Gzeiro Shema Yoshit Kli Bachot. So the answer is one of two. According to Tosfos, the answer is that when his guf is inside and his piv is outside, then you can't consider the piv a mokum choshev. There, it's just like sort of hanging in the air. When the person is totally standing in Rishus HaYochid and he spits, or he's mashed in lachot, so then it's leaving a body which is completely stationary in Rishus HaYochid. The fact that the liquid is leaving from his body, it's leaving from a mokum munach. But when his body is Rishus HaYochid and his head is out the window, that's not considered a mokum hanocha in Rishus HaRabim. We had a similar concept in the first Mishnah in Shabbos that we made reference to. If a person is standing inside, the Osher is standing inside in the very first Mishnah in Shabbos, when he sticks his hand outside, putting the piece of bread in his hand outside is not considered putting it in a stationary position, even though Yodoy is considered also a mokum that's stationary, a mokum choshuv, but not a hand that's attached to a body that's inside. The hand outside is not stationary outside. It's not considered that it's munach in the Rishus HaRabim, then when he takes it in, he's chayiv. In that case, he's potter. So the same will be true here. The peh is only dalet al dalet when it's completely with the body in one mokum and it's stationary over there. That's one mahalach. Other Rishonim say something else, is a Taisa Rosh with a Riaz that go with this approach, that as soon as the water lands in his mouth, the water is toffled to the goof. When he's spitting, so the water is leaving. So the water leaves, it's nekar mim koimoy, and it lands someplace else. When it lands in his mouth, the water now is bottled to his goof. The leaving his mouth and going to his stomach is not nakir and anocha of something that has a chshivas for itself. Vinishvi, both of these eifanim are awesome, unless he's machnis reishi v'ruboy to the rishus that he's in. He has to be completely outside. This is just in order to be a hacker. It's not that halakhically really he's in a different state, but it's just to be a hacker that when he's reishi v'ruboy outside, he looks at himself as outside. You're not allowed to take the water when you're inside from outside. But if you're reishi v'ruboy outside, you look at yourself as outside, completely sticking out the window even though your feet are on the ground inside. The Mishnah now takes a little bit of a diversion And the Mishnah says, V'chein begas. Two words, but it's a whole halacha. What's this halacha begas? This halacha, the Gemara explains, is that we know that achilas tevel is osur. It's oymid lafrosh trumas emaisus from the Gemar Malacha. The Lashon is, let's say, by Tvua, where it's set up in piles in the Beis HaGoyrin. So it's meruach. That's when there's a Gemar Malacha on the produce from the field. At that point, the tevel becomes mechuyev in trumas emaisus. That's the point to take off. Before that point, it's not bona fide tevel. It's oymid lahafroshes trumas emaisus. It's chal din trumas emaisus, but the tevel doesn't have an issa. So memelo, it's mutter to eat from tevel before meruach. The equivalent of meruach would be, let's say, if we're talking about wine, we're talking about wine that's brought. The grapes are brought into a press. They have a small building where there's a bor, where the wine is soaked over there and it's squeezed out. From the bor, it's obviously put into chovios. The putting it into the chovis is when it's a gemar malach. At that point, it becomes bona fide tevel. At that point, you can't drink from it at all. Till that point, you're allowed to drink from it. However, Chachom say that you're allowed to drink from the tevel, koidim gemar malacha, only an achilas arai, not achilas kval. Let's say Shabbos, achilas chashuva, that you're not allowed to eat. Now, legabe yayin is a halacha that's mavur in Meseches Maishis. It's a Mishnah in Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Shoysin alagas. The gas is this wine press. When you drink inside that place, you're drinking it aradik. You're just taking a sip. You're thirsty. You're taking a sip. Once you step out, that's already a mokum shtia kavua. Then already, if you're standing outside the gas, then it's already a shtia skva. It's a shtia chashuva. That would be osur even before gemar melocha. That being said, what happens if somebody's standing outside and he sticks his head into the gas and he takes a drink over there? He's taka thirsty. He doesn't want to drink in a mokum where it's a shtia chashuva. Outside, that would be also. So he wants to stick his head in and drink a shtias arai. L'chor, it should be okay. The halacha is over there also that it's only if his body is inside the gas, roishu virubai, that we look at that as defining his ma'is shtia. It's a ma'is shtia then ba'arai, not bekvius, and then it's mutter. Now the Mishnah says a different type of drinking that would also carry with it possible complications of hoitzo. Koilet odom in amaschelo, lamata me'asor tvochem. Picture, you have a person who wants to wash his face, water, he wants to take a drink. And then he doesn't have a faucet to open up in the olden days. So what does he do? He had this water stored on the roof, it rained last night, and the rain running down from the roof through a pipe, a drainage pipe, coming down the side of the roof, there's going to be water dripping onto the ground. Instead of wasting that water, he's going to catch some, and he's going to use it to wash his face, until it's a dime, and so on. So if he's koilet, which means that his hands are in the ear, he's not what's called Beloshna Gemara, mitzarif his hands to the pipe. He has his hands somewhat distant. The water comes through the ear, and he catches the water. So then he's allowed to catch the water min amaschelos, this drainage pipe, which goes on a slant, so it's draining downward. L'mata me'asar tvochim, if his hands are less than asar tvochim. Now, the reason why it's mutter is because the roof is reshus. What would the problem be? What's the concern? The roof is a reshus ayochid. The pipe you can consider part of the roof if it's running alongside the roof, so it's a reshus ayochid. He's standing on reshus arab. That should be a problem. Why should it be a problem? He's not being oiker the water from reshus ayochid. He's being the oiker the water mid-ear when it catches in his hand. What do I care where it's coming from? I care only where it hits his hands. It hits his hands in the ear space of reshus arab. Or lamala me'asara. Why does it have to be lamata me'asara in the reshus arab? Lamala me'asara is in a mokum p'tur. So in the mokum p'tur, he's taking the water from a mokum p'tur to reshus arab. And what should be the problem with that? So the real reason why the Mishnah says over here lamata me'asara tvachim is really because of the last case. Minatzinor, here he's, like we're saying, he's not catching mid-ear. He's not being koilet. He's being mitzarif his hands or a washing cup or a drinking cup to the pipe. Mikom mokom shoyse, he's allowed to drink b'chol oifin. So the way to explain this Mishnah, the way the Rav explains it by Richos al pi the Gemara, is that it's not so simple to take the washing cup and put it up against the pipe. The piper is Rishus HaYochid. Putting the water over there means you're catching it in the side where it's still in the Gimel Tvachim and it's connected to the Rishus HaYochid. It's part of the Rishus HaYochid. Bringing that water down is bringing it down to Rishus HaRabim. That's problematic. So when is it mutter? If it's Lamata Me'asoro, so then he's in the airspace of Rishus HaRabim. He's certainly not taking it out of Rishus HaYochid. He's not going into the pipe. He's catching it from the edge of the pipe. So he's certainly catching it only in the airspace of Rishus HaRabim. It's not a problem. The Gemara is moisif that it's not as simple as that. What happens if you have a pipe which is Rochuv Dalad al Dalad? You have a wide pipe, not a thin pipe, but you have a wide pipe coming off the roof. The wide pipe, even when it comes into the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, since it's a Dalad al Dalad, Kaveh Mokim La'atzmoy, it'll be a Karmelis. It's not surrounded by Mechitza, it's not part of the roof, but it'll be a Mokim Roch of Dalad al Dalad, it's a Karmelis. Taking from a Karmelis into a Rishus HaRabim is also problematic, Midrabon, of course, but it's a problem. So you need that the pipe should not be Dalad al Dalad. You need also that it should be Lamata Me'asor Tvachim, because if it was Lamala Me'asor Tvachim, then if you had a wide pipe, it could be considered as an annex to the Rishus HaYochid. If it's Lamata and it's in the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, then it's not a Rishus HaYochid. It can only be a Karmelis, even if it's a Roch of Dalad al Dalad. If it's Lamala Me'asor, it's not in the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, it could be considered an annex to the Rishus HaYochid if it's Dalad al Dalad. And then that would mamish be carrying from the Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So they asud, even by a thin pipe, putting it up against the pipe, because you're taking it from something that could in a different case be a Rishus HaYochid, and hello, you're putting it down Rishus HaRabim. They asud that. So it has to be a thin pipe, not Dalad al Dalad, not Kaveh Mokum La'atzmoy. It has to be Lamata Me'asorah, in order that you shouldn't have that concern. And the Gemara speaks out also that it has to be rochuk gimel. The pipe has to lean down 3 tvachim from the roof. This way it's not lover, it's not bottled to the roof. Hello, you're being mitzar of it to a pipe which is lover to the roof. You're in the Rishus HaYochid. So it has to be distant from the roof, not a mokim bifnei atzmoy, and lamata me'asorah, where there's no concern of it, in another case, becoming a mokim la'atzmoy. Those are the 3 tzurufim that you need in order to be mitzarif to hold the cup up against the pipe. But if you coil it, that's certainly not a problem, because there you're mamish not shak to Rishus HaYochid. So it just says lamata me'asoro in the ratio agav detzino, just to make that point. But really, coil it adam me'amaschilo is even lamalo me'asoro tvochim. Mishnah Zayin, another case where a person's functioning inside the house to something outside the house, pouring, bringing in, bar b'shus harabim, you have a bar b'shus harabim that's dug into the well, that's dug into the ground, v'chul yosor gevoya asor tvochim. The bar with the chulya we've had in the past, chulya is the mounds of dirt that are on the side of the well, and really if you think about it, the wall of the well going down below ground with the wall sticking up is really one wall. You could look at it as separate, because from the outside, the bar is not blocked by a wall of asorah. Chiddush is, we find legabi several halachos, legabi tiltul, legabi hoitzol, legabi eruv, that the bar v'chul yoseh is mitztarif la'asorah. That's one nechuda that's mavur over here. What's the din of the Mishnah? Let's read it a different way. Bar b'shus harabim. Let's put a comma here. Bar b'shus harabim. V'chul yoseh gevoya asorah tvachim. The height of the top of the mound of dirt, the chulyo, is asorah. Not only do you have a proper mechitz of asor, because the bar could be 8 deep and the chulya could be too high, but lamaisa, where you reach over the chulya, you're reaching over the avir of a Rishus HaRabim. Over here we're talking about where the chulya itself goes to a height of asor tvachim. Chaloyim she'al gabov mimalin heimenu b'shabbos. The opening above the chulya, you could take a pail, stick it over and stick it down into the well and pull it out. Now the well is in a street, it's in a Rishus HaRabim. But the well itself, the bor, is avada, is a Rishus HaYochid, because there's walls of Asar. Let's assume that it's Dalad al Dalad, so you have a Mokum, it's a Rishus HaYochid. Now, when you're sticking over the side of the well, L'cha'oiru, you're sticking over the avir of a Rishus HaRabim. So, the Eitzah is that since the Chulya itself goes to wide of Asar, the airspace that you're using to get your pail over the side of the edge of the well and down into the well and pull it up and bring the water in, is avir, that's lamalo me'asara tvachim. It's avir v'mokum p'tur. That's why it's mutter. That's one way of reading the din of the Mishnah. The other way is the first point that we made. Bar b'shus v'am chul yosik v'asara tvachim. The height is totally 10. Doesn't mean the wall of the chulya is 10. So then you're not functioning. You're not sticking the pail over a height of asar l'chor. You're going through the airspace of Rishus HaRabim. You shouldn't be allowed to be mishtamish in the Rishus HaRabim to bring something from Rishus HaYochid up into the Rishus HaYochid of your house. So here you'll have to say that the space between the edge of the well, between the wall of the well, and between your house, between the window that you're sticking your pail out of, is less than dalet tvachim. So it's a makom p'tur. Rishus HaRabim doesn't have the crawl space, the small narrow space of three tvachim between the wall of the bar and the wall of the house. That's not a Rishus HaRabim. So either one of the two options would be mutter. Hadalom Shan the Mishnah Lamaisa is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna in the Gemara. Both of them l'chayra are legitimate l'alocha. Either going over the space, which is a makom p'tur, or going over the space, which is a Rishus HaRabim, but at a height of Asara. If it's at a height of Asara, it's in a Mokum P'tur. So that's the first din of the Mishnah. The second din is really the same idea, just backwards. Not pulling water out, but getting rid of wastewater from inside the house into an Ashpa. An Ashpa is a place not where you're getting water from. It's a place where you're dumping out dirty water. Ashpa Rishus HaRabim, Govoya Asara Tvachim, the concept is the same. You're pouring it out. Either you're going over the ear space, which is Lamala Me'asara, or the space is not Lamala Me'asara, but it's ear space of a Mokum P'tur. And that's why it's mutter to use that place. Rather, the Gemara throws in a Cheshbin that an Ashpa, if you say that the wall is 10 Tvachim high, it's always possible that some of that could be cleared away, either by animals or people clear away the garbage, because it just piles up outside the window. Eventually you get rid of it, you dump it someplace outside where it's not polluting your chotzer. So you have a mokum of ashpa v'asara tvachim. They didn't have those big green dumpsters. They had piles of garbage. So you have to get rid of that pile. Say, yes, it's osi lefanois. So you have to worry about that, because next Shabbos it might be less than 10 tvachim tall. And then you're going through the airspace of Rishus HaRabim. So according to one losh in the Gemara, we're talking over here only about an Ashpa Shal Rabim, because then generally nobody takes responsibility for it. But if it's your personal Ashpa, during the 2 weeks, Tuesday, Wednesday, you might decide to fill up in a wheelbarrow, carry the stuff out. Next Shabbos, you didn't measure, you're left with less than Asara. So therefore, don't use it this Shabbos, even when the wall is Lamala Me'asara, because next Shabbos, you might do the same spilling out, and it might be something that you cleared away way already, and then you're being nichshol because you're going through the airspace of a Rishus HaRabim. That's according to one Lashon in the Gemara.